Hello?
Hi, my name is Jackie calling from Research Associates. We're conducting an opinion survey about public education in New Orleans. Are you registered to vote in New Orleans Parish?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and the statewide elections in October 2023?
I didn't even know that there was an election coming up in October 2023.
Yeah, it's the race and statewide election. So now knowing that, would you be very interested? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. May I ask, how do you define your classification as your race?
African-American.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of the New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied.
Taking into consideration the buildings?
Yes, the conditions of the public school buildings.
I feel like I can't speak on it because I don't know. My child's building is good, but she's not in the public school system.
Well, from the little that you've seen, it's okay. I mean, we don't require people to have kids in public schools. We just want to know everybody's opinion.
I guess, good.
Okay, would that be very, somewhat, a little, or not at all satisfied?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of schools, buildings is a very important, somewhat, a little, or not at all important thing?
A little.
Okay. When you hear your friends, neighbors, co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
Confidence.
Okay, thank you. If the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against it, probably vote against it, probably vote for, or definitely vote for?
Probably vote against it.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read two statements. Tell me which one reflects your view. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public schools.
The second one.
Thank you. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little, or not at all influenced. So the first one is learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
A lot of interested? I forgot what you said.
Yeah, it's influenced. So is that strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly.
Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Not at all interested.
Okay. Not at all influenced. Correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would you be strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
Somewhat. Okay.
And learning that the owner of a 2,7500 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Somewhat.
Okay, awesome. Now that we talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Still probably vote against.
Okay. So as we conclude the survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
And a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Okay, thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 31 to 49.
And when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school grad, some college or trade school, college graduated or professional school?
College graduate.
Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Have a good day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.